ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, ਦੋਨੇ ਹੱਥ ਜੋੜ ਕੇ ਫਤਿਹ ਦੀ ਸਾਂਝ ਪਾਈਏ। ਗੱਜ ਵੱਜ ਕੇ ਆਖੋ ਜੀ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, ਬਾਲਾ ਪ੍ਰੀਤਮ ਧੰਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ। ਆਨੰਦ ਮੰਗਲ ਖੁਸ਼ੀਆਂ, ਆਨੰਦ ਆਨੰਦ ਬਲਿਸ ਜੋਏ ਖੁਸ਼ੀਆਂ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਮੰਗਲ ਪ੍ਰੇਜ਼ਿਸ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦੈਟ ਆਰ ਹੈਪਨਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਵਡਾਲੀ ਨਗਰ। ਵਡਾਲੀ ਨਗਰ ਦੈਟ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀਜ਼ ਸਿੱਖ ਜਾਚਕ ਔਰ ਯਰਨਰਸ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀਜ਼ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਔਰ ਵਿਜ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਵਾਂਟਿੰਗ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀਜ਼ ਟੂ ਕਮ, ਅ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਹੈਡ ਗਿਵਨ ਓਵਰ ਹਿਜ਼ ਹੋਮ, ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਕੈਨ ਸਟੇ। ਪ੍ਰਿਥੀ ਹੈਡ ਬਿਨ ਪਲਾਨਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਸੁਲਹੀ ਖਾਨ ਦੈਟ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਡਿਸਟਰੋਏ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤਸਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਔਰ ਲੂਟ ਇਟ, ਐਂਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਟੂਕ ਦਿਸ ਓਪਰਚੁਨਿਟੀ ਨਾਟ ਟੂ ਰਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਅ ਫਾਈਟ ਬਟ ਟੂ ਟੇਕ ਅ ਓਪਰਚੁਨਿਟੀ to complete the words of Baba Buddha ji, who said that guru karanu kali kyon pai hai, I mean why are they in such a rush, right? So Guru Arjan Dev ji didn't want Baba Buddha ji's words to go empty and become false. In order to do that, Guru Maharaj ji made Baba Buddha ji's words come true when they rushed out of Amritsar Sahib and they went to Vadali. They've settled in Vadali. The time came, we discussed this last week. After the seva of Mata Ganga ji, now 9 months have gone by, and what has happened now? Tan Tan Sri Guru Hargobind Sahib ji da avatar ho gaya. Guru Maharaj ji's come. A form of Guru Hargobind Sahib ji, Vat Jodha Boho Parupkari, is now starting to grow bigger. For 40 days, Kirtan, Anandami, Jas of Paramatma are being sung. And Guru Maharaj ji had uttered the Satgur Sache Diya Page, the Akal Purkh, Sri Guru Ram Das Ji, from Guru Nanak Dev Ji Sroop to Guru Ram Das Ji, Ardaas Hundi Si Na Odo, from Guru Nanak Dev Ji to Laike Guru Ram Das Ji Tak. The Sache Patsha Akal Purkh Ne Sacha Satguru Page Ditta, Ja Shema Varis, or the sixth form that's going to take of Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji. Khalsa Ji, when you look at Sri Darbar Sahib, on one side, if you were to close your eyes, you'd see Guru Arjan Dev Ji and Darbar Sahib and Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji sitting at Akal Takht. The picture of them has been immortalized at Sri Darbar Sahib. Again, it's the same form of Akal Purkh. I nahi kehnda mera paav that Guru Maharaj wouldn't be sitting in Sri Darbar Sahib. It's not to take that. Prem Pavna Laike, you see that Guru Maharaj's form has been immortalized just Uthivi Unda, just Uthivi. But Sri Darbar Sahib Shastrani, kyunki haji Guru Arjan Dev Ji Shastrani paaye si. Par Akal Takht vich Shastran di darshan, pradarshan hunde hai. You can see whether it's Baba Deep Singh's Shastras, Guru Gobind Singh Ji's Shastras, sare utthe dikhaye jande sangatanu. So, now, 40 days have gone by. Sangat kirtan kari jande, Guru Maharaj ji de kirt gai jande, they're singing Maharaj ji's praises. And prithiye, on the opposite end, though now hun tot ni koi cheez ghar de vich aun le, meaning that there is nothing that is an obstacle for things to come into his home. He is pretty much taken over Amritsar, right? Though Guru Maharaj ji will return later on, he still is burning inside, and there's an arrow that's gone deep within him when his wife tells him that your words were false. Chhutthe si tuhade bachan. Tuhada pratap koi nahi. That you have no bhakti fragrance, or you don't have any worshipping power, or there's no power that's resonating out of you from your worship. That your words, as soon as they came out, nothing came about. He explains to his wife that what am I supposed to do? There's a Sikh of Guru Nanak Dev Ji that's still on this dharti by the name of Baba Buddha Ji. And Baba Buddha Ji gave the blessing that overrides mine. Well, she said, nevertheless, my child Mehrwan, remember Prithi Chand is the older brother of Guru Arjan Dev Ji. She says that my child Mehrwan will never be Guru now. And he says, I feel, because I feel like somebody has shot an arrow within my heart, and that pain is resonating through my body. He turns to their maid, a servant that they kept in the house, named Karmo. Now, Karmo had had originally a conversation, and she had bragged that these words of Prithvi Chand would come true to another maid or a servant. And this servant really just living as a Sikh, and Guru Arjan Dev Ji's car to serve Mata Ganga Ji. And Mata Ganga Ji never looked at her as a servant anyways, more as a best friend. They talked amongst each other, and it was her bhavna that she wanted to serve Mata Ganga Ji for being the mahal or the wife of Guru Arjan Dev Ji. Enni sharda si e prem mande vich. She stood always by Mata Ganga Ji. ਭੱਜ ਕੇ ਪਾਣੀ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਉਣਾ, ਭੱਜ ਕੇ ਆਹ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਨੀ, ਝੱਟ ਹੀ ਕਹਿ ਦੇਣਾ ਮਾਤਾ ਗੰਗਾ ਜੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਠਹਿਰੋ ਮੈਂ ਕਰਦੀ ਹਾਂ ਨਾ, ਆਹ ਭੱਜ ਕੇ ਕਰਨਾ. ਐਂਡ ਜਦੋਂ ਮਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਅਵਤਾਰ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀ ਨਾ, ਦ ਫਰਸਟ ਟੀਅਰਸ ਟੂ ਕਮ ਆਊਟ ਆਫ ਜੋਏ ਆਊਟ ਆਫ ਐਨੀ ਫੇਸ ਵੁੱਡ ਬੀ ਦਿਸ ਵਨ ਸੇਵਕ, ਵਨ ਸਰਵੈਂਟ, ਵਨ ਸਿੱਖ. ਸ਼ੀ ਸਟੂਡ ਬਾਏ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਅ ਪਿਕਚਰ ਨਾਊ ਵੈਂਟ ਬਾਏ, ਇਟ ਫਲੈਸ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਫਿਲਮ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਹਰ ਆਈਜ਼ of all the ordeal that they had gone through when she was originally having a conversation with Karmo, the servant of Prithvi Chand's wife. Their conversation was such that Karmo was bragging that Prithvi Chand said that your Malik will not have a child. And she said, chute bachana. Well, why would he say such a thing? Unhe dokhi paoga hun toda Malik. Karmo nu kehndi, toda Malik hun dokhi paoga. This is like a boomerang. It's gone off and it's going to come back. It's going to come back on his own face. He's going to feel the repercussions. There's an English saying, what goes around, comes around. And that's exactly what's going to happen. She started crying right then. Sat down and started thinking that, well, he is the son of Guru Ram Das Ji. He does carry some powers within him. And who knows? So she started falling into doubt. And at that point, she ran off. Ran off straight to Mata Ganga Ji. And look what these words. First, she couldn't get a hold of her breath. The hanju and drops are coming out of her eyes. Now, Mata Ganga Ji se ki hai na, das. I want you to explain. Mata Ganga Ji's heart would fall in her chest too. That I'll never have a child. That I'll never have a child in this home. So she would turn to Guru Arjan Dev Ji, and you know the rest of the story, where Maharaj would direct Mata Ganga Ji to Baba Buddha Ji. Well, in Murle Panne Si, and now the Akhirle Panne of her, this Dasi, was that when she saw that the child is here now, aap enni khushi pargat hoi, dilo enni khushi hove na, hanju ta aai jaan gaya automatically, your tears will come out. It's not a pain, akhan cho aa jaande hai, they'll take some form or another. She stands, khushi de vich. And then she now, so overwhelmed with happiness, doesn't know what to do. And then when finally she retains some thought on what I should be doing, I should tell Guru Arjan Dev Ji. She runs out and she would go tell Guru Arjan Dev Ji. Maharaji would receive the notice at where now Gurdwara Sherta Sahib hega. Sherta Sahib, and I explained there, Maharaji ne aap ucharan kita, Satgur Sache Diya Pej. Satgur Sache Diya Pej. Satgur Sache Diya Pej. Gajwaj ke saan di waj ni honi. Everybody, Satgur Sache Diya Pej. Satgur Sache Diya Pej. Guru Maharaj Ji ucharan kita, Maharaj Ji recited it. Aap os vele sunke khushi naal, before reciting it, Guru Maharaj Ji was already in samadhi. This is late at night when she would come to where Maharaj Ji is sitting. And Maharaj Ji would get off his manja, go do a shnan. It's amrit vele already, but Maharaj Ji samadhi de vich pehla to hi baithe si. Aake aake, ishnan karke, aake phir baithke, would sit on his manja and would recite this shabd. Khalsa ji, duniya vaste, duniya de pala le. And would tell him that, taram kala, har band bahali, that Guru Maharaj Ji has secured a taram kala, a power of taram within this bans, and it's going to carry on into the children. A children that Guru Maharaj Ji, up to Guru Gobind Singh Ji, would pass it on to the Khalsa Panth, that taram kala. It would continue within this family. So, I was saying to you, ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀ, that when 40 days had gone by, a couple of days before that 40 limit came, Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji stopped drinking the same amount of milk that he originally had been drinking. Mata Ganga Ji pareshan hogi. She started getting worried. Any mother does. Here we have alternatives. What do moms do when, you know, child is not drinking and they say that he doesn't like breast milk? Well, they would go to the shop and go grab a powdered milk or something that's already been mixed and use that as an alternative. But there it wasn't that. In India, it wasn't that. You didn't have these alternatives. Your alternative was another woman. If you were going to feed a child from your chest, then what would happen is if your child is not drinking, then you look for alternatives. And at that time, what was happening on the other end of scheming, strategizing, and a mind that's being run by evil, which is pretty much the form of jealousy, was Prithvi Chand. Prithvi Chand at that time had gone karmo to go find a woman that he explained to her, this is the ideal time. Ava jai, meaning coming and going, is a lot in the Gurukar right now. At Vidali, at where Mata Ganga Ji is. And there's thousands of Gurusikhs that come and want to hold Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji in their arms. And Mata Ganga Ji doesn't disappoint. She hands him over. And when the child asks for milk, she will take him back. Well, what happened is, Karmo found a woman jide paap haje nange nahi hoye si. What do I mean by that? That her sins didn't become revealed to the public. She had kept them well hidden. And she worked for a price. Prithvi Chand explained to her that whatever you ask, any amount you ask, I'll give. She says, smiling, 100 rupees at that time, which was a lot. She would say 100 rupees to carry on this task. Well, he explains that I want, when you go, do such a task that this child will never be revived and it will be his ant. This will be his end. She says, then we will come up with a plan that in the plan we'll take a very poisonous plant and then drying it, grinding it, and then adding it into a paste. I'll apply it to my chest and I'll go to that home. And when the balak is not drinking, I'll ask Mata Ganga Ji, you know, if I can give the balak some milk. Well, what happened? She found her way in. It was not hard. Sangat was always coming and going. And everybody was lining up to see Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. It had been going on for 40 days. Now she's within the home. And for a certain day, a certain number of days, she watched. And then when she saw that Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji now is not drinking milk, opportunity presented itself. And she moved forward. As she moved forward, and she called to Mata Ganga Ji, she said, that Mata Ji, Minu, I've received a boon from the Lord. And this boon He granted me is that any child that drinks milk of mine and never is diseased, and faces illness for the rest of his life. And if you ask me to prove myself, I'll prove myself. She knew that Mata Ganga Ji wasn't the type to actually go and look inside and see that what she's saying is true. As a mother who's worried that her child's not drinking milk properly, she's only concerned about the child getting milk one way or another. Mata Ganga Ji accepts her words and she hands the child over of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, 40 days old. Marji comes and all of a sudden, Marji starts crying. Though this child had been happy from the time of coming, nobody had even heard a squeak of a cry. Now all of a sudden they're crying. Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji crying and letting Mata Ganga Ji know that this person's not right. Dekho, I want to explain to you one thing. Where Akal Purakh comes down into a form, if that form's small, it doesn't make Maharaji's power small. Maharaji secludes his powers and takes the form in the form of a rising child, and then you see powers start to come out. But at that time, unhone prakat karna peh gaya. Kyunki Mata Ganga Ji didn't respond to the crying. She thought and she observed that a child's crying, now he must be really hungry. He wants a lot of milk. Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji was taken into a position, you'd cradled into her arms, She took her garment and put it over his head. Took it over Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji. One arm swapping from the back of Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji. She has her braided hair in the back. What did Maharaj Ji do? He wrapped his hand around her hair. And then at that time, when she took her chest and she was about to forcefully put into Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji's mouth, what did Maharaj Ji do? With the other hand, he grabbed that part of the chest, started squeezing at it. And there's poison, the form of a paste is all smeared on there. He holds it, and what starts happening? Her glands start opening up, and the poison starts to seep inside of her. She starts to scream out, her mouth starts foaming, and she can't talk much now. And her head's being yanked back by the other hand of Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji. She falls to the ground first, and then Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji falls on top of her. Mata Ganga Ji falls to the ground, seeing what's happening, and she sprawls towards a baby and grabs Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji. And this woman by then had breathed her last. She passed away. Look, at the beginning of Guru Maharaj Ji's life, there's already attacks coming on his life. The beginning of his life, attacks coming on his life. Now you look at it this way. Akal Purkh, then why didn't he show her mercy? That might be a question that comes inside of your head. Maharaj Ji didn't kill her. Maharaj Ji knew the udhar kita. At that time, Sangat, all the servants, all the Gorsikhs, gathered together, forming a circle around the body and watching Mata Ganga Ji caress her child and patting him on his back. And then a flash of lightning. A flash of lightning not coming from the skies, but a flash of light that came from the body. It came and it burst out of the body as if somebody had jolted some electricity into the body. As something has left the body at that time. And when a light gleamed in front of him, and then a form presented itself, a spiritual form, there are certain figures that were standing around in the crowd that ran. They ran. They were frightened. They couldn't believe what they were seeing with their eyes. Mata Ganga Ji Shantre, watching all this happen, she says, "Don't be frightened." The image that came outside of the body, saying, "Don't be frightened. I'm here to explain. My purpose here is to explain because I've been summoned by Akal Purkh to explain. This, so you don't mistranslate what happened here. I've been sent to explain. I was the Ruh, the spirit within this body. But hear my story. My story doesn't start with this body. It starts in a realm that a lot of you haven't seen. And this realm, I was known as what is called Apashra. And Guru Maharaj Ji di bani de vich vi aunda ha ha hu hu gandharb apashra. Is shabd aunda Guru Maharaj Ji di bani de vich. Anand mangal ras gavani niki. Ek Guru Maharaj Ji di shabd da apashra gandharb ragi. These kind of musical instruments, the people they play rag within the realms of the devte. These kind of instrumental people, Faranda Rababi si, that brought, O Gandharb Kirtani si, the one that brought the Rabab to Pai Mirdana, that's one example. Well, these, Gandharb Ragini, were the type that came at the time of Guru Arjan Dev Ji's Shahidi, and they sang a Shabd as Maharaj Ji Jyoti Jyot Samaya si. Now, this is a Apashara. While these Ragis would sing, they would sum that Nirtakari Kardesi, they would dance. Not dance provocatively, this would be a dance in terms of the mangals that these individuals would sing. Apashra si. She said that main raag kala, nirtakari kala, sangeet kala, sare nipun si main. Meaning I was complete in it. Now this is not sachkhand, this is devte on the realm. These are beings that loch deya for the manas deya. These are beings that yearn for the human body. She said, "Hear my story. I was a being that because of my sundarta, shushilta, and my beautiful figure and my complete skills, mera maan phur paya. Maan aa gaya, there was an arrogance in me, in the manner I talked, in the manner I talked to people. So one time, Ek Guru si, Guru meaning master or teacher, Guru Braspat, was his name. He had entered into a place where they were doing kirtan. And as being their guru or the teacher, in a manner, or there's traditions that if you see your guru come in, as we do too, our guru sahib leaves, we all get up, right? We all get up. At that time, everybody got up. She did not get up. She disrespected him. Now, this is not a complete guru. And Ode vich vi thoda hega si that using his powers, he can curse certain people. He cursed her. He said that your arrogance has cursed yourself, and I curse you to go to the human realm. Going into the man, going into a body that you'll go grieve, going house to house, asking for duties to perform. She started crying out. She said, no, so long that I've lived and so long that I took to gain the knowledge that I have now, please don't send me down. She started crying. And she says, Shima Guru, Shima, forgive me. Well, at that time, Dayagi, as she kept holding his leg as he tried to walk, and he said to her, he said, then fine. At a time, Tode Paag Jagange will be when you come across, Tode Paag will come to a point where you will be salvated, or meaning that you'll be freed from this life when you come across Kartar, Kartar, the fifth Kartar, or meaning the fifth body that Kartar Akal Purakh will adorn, his brother in that life, when you meet him, he'll give you guidelines to do a Kota Karm. As you receive this Karm and you carry it out in that, Utthe Todi Kalyan Karuga. In the sixth form, who'll await you is the Lord also. And that's the story that she told the Sangat there. And she says, before I leave, I tell you that I ask for forgiveness if I offended you in any manner. And I main namaskar kar diya tode bacche de agge. I bow before your child because he is the Lord himself. And the one who put me up to do this task, as she floats off, she says, is Prithye, Prithye. Prithi Chand is the one who told me. She goes, disappears, the body's left as a corpse lying there. And Mata Gangaji embraces her child. But over time, Mata Gangaji would now have a feeling. This is a scene that would happen there where the dai or the servant that had taken Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji into her kuchhad, or you can say that taken her up in a cradle form into her arms. Well, I tell you that Khalsa Ji, at that time, Mata Gangaji started to feel what certain mothers would feel when they have a child originally, which they might start thinking in their head, I'm a bad mother for doing this. She started thinking this. Mata Gangaji said that, why couldn't I, with my intuition, realize that this was danger? My child was crying for me, and yet I didn't take him back. She started thinking she's a bad mother, and by that time, Guru Arjan Dev Ji had received the news. And when Guru Maharaj Ji came, she started saying that, I'm a bad mother. I haven't done what I should have done for my child, and I haven't carried on the duties. I'm not fit for being a mother. Guru Maharaj Ji says, you don't have to worry so much. If there's anything else that happens, this child is blessed. And the one who's protecting him is Akal Purakh himself. He is the very form of him, yet Akal Purakh's mare is surrounding him. His mercy is surrounding, his powers surrounding this child. Guru Maharaj Ji ne ucharan kita, asa mahalla panjava. Pichhe ucharan karo. Asa mahalla panjava. Gurpure rakhya de hath, Gurpure rakhya de hath. Pragat paya jan ka pratap, Pragat paya jan ka pratap. Gurpure rakhya de hath, Gurpure rakhya de hath. Pragat paya jan ka pratap, Pragat paya jan ka pratap. Pragat ਗੁਰ ਗੁਰ ਜਪੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੁਰ ਧਿਆਈ, ਗੁਰ ਗੁਰ ਜਪੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੁਰ ਧਿਆਈ। ਗੁਰ ਗੁਰ ਜਪੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੁਰ ਧਿਆਈ, ਗੁਰ ਗੁਰ ਜਪੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੁਰ ਧਿਆਈ। ਜੀ ਕੀ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਹਿ ਪਾਈ, ਜੀ ਕੀ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਹਿ ਪਾਈ। ਗੁਰਪੂਰੇ ਰਾਖਿਆ ਦੇ ਹਾਥ, ਗੁਰਪੂਰੇ ਰਾਖਿਆ ਦੇ ਹਾਥ। ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਪਿਆ ਜਨ ਕਾ ਪ੍ਰਤਾਪ, ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਪਿਆ ਜਨ ਕਾ ਪ੍ਰਤਾਪ। ਗੁਰ ਗੁਰ ਜਪੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੁਰ ਧਿਆਈ, ਗੁਰ ਗੁਰ ਜਪੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੁਰ ਧਿਆਈ। ਗੁਰ ਗੁਰ ਜਪੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੁਰ ਧਿਆਈ, ਗੁਰ ਗੁਰ ਜਪੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੁਰ ਧਿਆਈ। ਜੀ ਕੀ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਹਿ ਪਾਈ, ਜੀ ਕੀ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਹਿ ਪਾਈ। ਇਨ ਆਸਾ ਰਾਗ ਧੰਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ, ਖੰਪਿਟਸ ਮਾਤਾ ਗੰਗਾ ਜੀ, ਐਂਡ ਸ਼ੀ ਸੈ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ, ਸ੍ਰੇਸ਼ਟ ਮਾਤਾ ਗੰਗਾ ਜੀ, ਵਾਈ ਆਰ ਯੂ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦਿਸ ਟੂ ਯੋਰਸੈਲਫ ਐਟ ਦਿਸ ਟਾਈਮ? ਯੋਰ ਚਾਈਲਡ ਇਜ਼ ਸੇਫ ਐਂਡ ਇਜ਼ ਯੋਰ ਚਾਈਲਡ ਇਜ਼ ਐਸ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਯੋਰ ਚਾਈਲਡ ਇਜ਼ ਸੇਫ, ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਇਹਦਾ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਅਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਹੈ, ਦੈਟ ਹਿਸ ਪ੍ਰੋਟੈਕਟਡ ਇਜ਼ ਅਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ। ਸੋ ਗੁਰ ਪੂਰੇ ਰਾਖਿਆ ਦੇ ਹਾਥ, ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਆਫਰਡ ਇਜ਼ ਹੈਂਡ ਡਾਊਨ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਸੇਵਡ ਔਰ ਚਾਈਲਡ। So our job is gur gur japi guru gur tyai. You should celebrate Akal Purakh. Blessed is he who gives us a name to call him. We've been given a name and we should be calling him. And after calling him, then ji ki ardas guru peh pai, that in this manner we should be doing ardas for thanking Paramatma. Through our ordeal we've moved past it. We've moved past this ordeal in an easy fashion because of Akal Purakh's mehr. So Khalsa ji, sadi maryada ki bandi hai? Sade vaste banda hi hai, ardas karo. Do hath ditte hai, dona nu jodo. Do ikar jod and ki karna maa ji de agge ardas rakho. Sade vich koi shakti nahi. Nimane hai, nimane meaning without honor, and nitane meaning without any power. And in this manner, jadon vi ardas karonge, the Akal Purakh is omnipresent, that he's all around me, then Draupadi vargiyan di laaj vi rakhange. The people that will do ardas like Draupadi. You know how she did ardas? First she kept on calling Krishan, remembering his form. But Krishan didn't come. It was only when she called out to Paramatma being all around her. Yes, the Hindu stories that you hear of Draupadi, they're always going to make Krishan come. But the true story, according to Gurmat, is that Draupadi called out. And what happened? When she called out to Krishan, Krishan didn't come. She was being disrobed. And there were only moments before she would be naked in front of her guru, her master at that time, in front of other people in the Sabha that respected her at that time, but were doing nothing to protect her. At that time, she's being disrobed. But when she remembered Akal Purakh as being omnipresent, it was that's when her sari didn't come into any end. Her dress didn't come to any end, and no man or any person on this world could disrobe her. Laaj rakhti odi. So in that manner, ardas karo. Ardas karo Akal Purakh agge. Your ordeal goes by, ardas karo shukrana le. Akal Purakh tusi samratha vakshya, and we passed. Jere ardas ni karde ho kirt kana. Remember this. Je ardas nahi karde aa kirt kana. Tusi kehne todi samratha. And when things happen, you don't want to thank Paramatma. Our manner of thanking Paramatma is doing kirtan and reciting God's name. And then taking that bundle that we've recited and then sending it off to Paramatma in ardas. Do so. And remember, these are tools in Ardas. These are our tools in Ardas. The next tool is your Dhyan. And once that Dhyan is placed in the right place, Guru Maharaj hears it. He's not far from you as your father. So this had happened. Guru Maharaj had recited a Shabd, which is on 396th Ang of Guru Granth Sahib Ji. And now, Mata Ganga Ji, who's Suchet, always watching that maybe something's going to happen now, maybe something's going to happen. She's much more alert and she's much more watching Sangat coming in. What happens is that even with her attentiveness, if things are going to happen, they're going to happen if it's meant to happen. Well, what happened is Prithi Chand, she couldn't stop him scheming. Even at Vidali, from Amritsar, page dai renda si kuch na koi. Time had passed. This whole ordeal started to melt away from their memories. Guru Maharaj is now 2 years old. And what has happened? There's a yogi that Prithi Chand has come across. A yogi. Jatamala yogi that comes, and what does he do? He has an instrument. And he's been trained to snake charm. Well, anyways, the snake would come out. And that's another thing to tell you. But there are certain instruments in the world that even mohit, animals become mohit within certain tunes and stuff. A snake charmer that can bring up a snake and make it dance in front of the Sangat without the snake lashing out at anybody. It's charm, it's a certain power that person possesses through an instrument. Right? Look at, now you take that scenario and you take Kirtan Rag. What is Rag? Rag is a vehicle. But where a snake charmer is doing this for entertainment and money, we're not doing it. We're doing it to please Paramatma. A snake charmer is doing this to please the public. We're trying to do is please Paramatma. A rag is a vehicle. A vehicle. And inside sits the Shabd. And it makes it much more easier to enter our ears. And we let it off to Paramatma. Theek hai? So a snake charmer comes and aav di beeno ne bajai. The snake comes out. And Prithi got an idea. Where there's poison in somebody's mind, it's only going to think poison. Jithe khutiai hai, unhe khutiai sochni hai. There is an example that I've given is that there's one teacher, two students, Duryodhan and Yudhishthir. Yudhishthir was told to go find a bad person in the world, and Duryodhan was told to go find a good person in the world. Yudhishthir's eyesight is such purity in it that he goes and he says, "Mainu koi mara banda nazar hi nahi aaya." But Duryodhan's glasses are dirty, meaning they're antishkarn, malana. He finds no good person in the world. Jede andar gandagi hai, oh baar prakat ho jandi hai. So when there is filth inside, it comes outside. He, sitting there, Prithi Chand is scheming, looking for another opportunity, and it came up. Poison is in his mind, it comes out as poison. Manda chitvat ni. He had bad intentions, and the bad intention came out in the form of poison again. The snake's poisonous. They have a cobra that comes out of the basket that's being charmed. Well, what happened is Prithi Chand says that can you use that power to send that snake in and hypothetically a scenario bite an individual? He says if it goes close enough and it feels threatened, I can go get the snake to come closer to that individual, and then what happens? That the rest, if it feels threatened, it'll bite the person. Well, what happened? And he sends this yogi, and now he says, I'll give you 500 rupees. You won't have to work for years. 500 rupees will be in your pocket if you carry out this task. My younger brother has a child. He's 2 years of age. Send your snake in. Send your snake in. Well, what happened? He went there, bar khlo gaya, and he sent the snake in. He started playing the charm. The people inside the home started hearing this, and they got a little distracted too. Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji jumped off Mata Ganga Ji's lap,
And now at the point where he goes, he starts walking towards the direction where the sound's coming from, what does he notice is that he sees something slithering. And it goes around the beda. And Maharaji thought he was a kid, so he starts following it. Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji is following the snake. He's trying to send the snake towards Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. Yet it seems that the snake is reluctant. A little tangent story, Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, when he would grow older and there would be a sheer that would come in front of him. Right? A lion would come in front of him. Even the lion was reluctant to fight Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. Khalsa Ji, at that time it's a snake slithering. It goes underneath the manja. Guru Maharaj Ji laughing goes after it. And then finally, after a while, the snake comes out and goes to attack Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. Maharaj Ji sees it's coming. Maharaj Ji sees the snake coming. As it comes, he grabs it by the neck and starts squeezing it. Squeezing it. He notices the tongue keeps coming out after he squeezes it. He squeezes the life out of the snake and he's throwing it back and forth. 2 years of age, throwing a snake back and forth, has already squeezed the life out of it with one grip. Maharaji has done so. Doing so, what happens is all of a sudden, one maid runs and says, Balikule Sappa, Balikule Sappa. She goes and announces it to everybody. Everybody comes. Even Baba Buddha Ji Pai Gurdas, you see in the picture, everybody comes, surrounds the Balak, holding the snake in hand. Holding the snake in his hand. And Mata Ganga Ji, you can see with the halo around her head at the bottom of the page. She comes and she quickly hits Maharaji's hand so the snake gets out of Maharaji's hands and she grabs it and caresses him. There's no danger for Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. But what had happened at that time was a very similar thing that had happened before. They still tried to poison Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. And when Guru Arjan Dev Ji, this pankti comes from Suraj Prakash, Sri Arjan Ji jab gay mirtak sap pa joye, apar de sundar kari, kari dikhavan soye. What does that mean? Outside of the snake, another image appeared. And this time it appeared when Guru Arjan Dev Ji summoned it. Maharaji Guru Arjan Dev Ji came and another lesson was sitting in this. It wasn't animal abuse or reptile abuse, Joe, what had happened. This was a scenario of teaching that was coming out. A roo opened up. Khalsa ji rooan bethiyan har ek junor de vich. And ke junna de vaste pag wandering from one life into another, they fall into bodies. And who knows what ordeals if they're human beings in their last life. Well, this one was. And it said that ek saad aaya si mere kole. And when this saad came, I had prepared myself for debates. I love debating. And there are people here, I've met individuals, certain people that have gone into professions where there's a lot of debating. They feed off debating. Even if you take an argument that they already side on, they'll love debating you. That's what they're made to do. Some of their ichchas, their hobbies are. But Maharaji nu nahi paunda. Maharaji doesn't like this. Kyunki eh chunj birti hundi hai, like a bird pegs at seeds. They keep pegging at certain things in life. So what happens is, this one person, when he was approached by a saad, this saad, saint individual, came to him, wanted to give him teachings of what he's learned about Maharaji's bhakti. But he kept asking questions upon questions upon questions, and he's saying, well, vidhan de vich aan likhya, vidhan de vich aan likhya, aa riti ansar aa karna chahide, aa karna chahide, aa karna chahide. He got sick of it. And then he murmured some words, leaving. The saad murmured some words while he was leaving, and it ended up being a curse. Just sap ban, tu sap de niaiya. That you're just like a snake. And then at that point, that person, jera veda vakta banaya si, a person knowledgeable in the Vedas, remembered a line in the Vedas. Je koi saad, Guru Granth Sahib Ji de vich ek bachan vi honda, ek saad bachan atlada. If a saad, a saint, lets out words, sahaj subhaay, automatically, their words are atal, meaning everlasting. They're going to be carried out. And as he said this, he crawls in the manner that what a snake would. He just crawls right up to him and grabs his feet. He said, "Don't go. Not with this word, not with these words. These words have already pierced my mind and gone into my inner being that I'm going to leave this life." He said that you are a person who studied the Vedas. You're a person that has practiced something. Don't worry. That practice that you've put in, that kamai that you've done, won't go nisfal, meaning that you will be rewarded. But what you did right now, you're going to have to go into a tedijun because you weren't acting as a human being. You're acting as a snake. You fall into the life of a snake, he did. But what does his bhakti do? His bhakti went to the very samundra of bhakti. He went to the very ocean of bhakti, Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. Remember I was saying? Jime gulab, the full or rose, has fragrance once it opens up. In the same manner, Guru Maharaj's fragrance would open up this. Guru Arjan Dev Ji ne pargat kar deta, he revealed it to everybody. But it was the actions of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. He blessed this creature out of this life. And he would go on to a better life form. A better life form in some other realm. Maharaj Ji, aap jaane kithe baraje. But he had blessed this life form. And by doing so, the sangat agge pargat kita, maan koi changi cheez ni. Jithe maan o pachra nu khada si, udri maan is bande, matlab sap de vich. I was translating earlier today in a class that you look at a shabd that we use for us, which is maanuk, maanuk. If you split that up, you get uk and maan. Maan meaning arrogance, uk meaning khada hoya vya. A person who's been eaten up by his own arrogance. And there you have it, you have the name of Manuk. Maan da khada hoya vya. But that's not who we want to be. We want to be a jagyasu. What's a jagyasu? Jira jag lenda bhakti de wal, jagyasu a. Aas rakhda jagan le. Jagan le aas rakhda jagyasu. Not a Manuk. A person who's fallen into arrogance of his own being, of his own form. Well, there would be one more attack from Prithi Chand. Mata Ganga Ji is having a difficult time. Well, one night while she was sleeping, she would always press Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji close against her. I'm not letting him out of my sight, I'm not letting him out of my hold. But Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, when he wanted to get out, he got out. And one night, he sat up. He starts looking around. He wasn't just sitting up looking around for any reason. There were crowds and crowds of Devi Devte sitting around Guru Maharaj Ji. They had all come to do darshan of Maharaj Ji. Though Maharaj Ji didn't talk at this time, and this was shortly after the happening of the snake incident, there was Indra. There was all different peer, pagambar, sare ikatthe hoke. They made a request. All one request. Jere doshta duniya de vich, start your courage. Start your courage. Start your task. What you've been sent for in this world. Clean this world of mlesh. Clean this world of evil intentioned people. Start your task. This task would be started from the time of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. And it would be carried on through the lineages, going to Guru Gobind Singh Ji and passed on to the Khalsa Dharm. What do you think the Khalsa Dharm is avatar of? Well, they've been sent as a Sant Sapai in this world to fight injustice, to fight evil in this world. You think there is an evil, but evil comes out when you have a conversation with certain individuals and they're driven to a point and their own words will spew that evil and it'll let you know what intention they have. It's to fight injustice in the world. Well, these beings all collected beside Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. And when they had made this supplication before Guru Maharaj Ji, and Maharaj Ji granted it by lifting his hand up, he said he granted it. And they were leaving As they're leaving, they celebrated and sang Guru Maharaj's jas. As they're going, Mata Ganga Ji started thinking, Balak kithe hai, Balak kithe hai. Her eyes started opening. She saw these beings slowly disappearing. And right away she got up, looked for Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji, grabbed him, took him on the side, carrying him, and starts calling out to everybody in the home, Chor, Chor, Aage Chor. Not just one chor, they came in a whole mandali. They came in a whole group, and they all came inside. She at that time was very alert now that this can't go on. We have to go. She starts making bentiya to Guru Arjan Dev Ji that we have to leave this place. Maharaj would say, in time. The final story that I want to share with you from Maharaj's bachpan didn't happen very long after. Prithi Chand, still poison brewing within his mind, the poison has taken the form of a Brahmin. A Brahmin that has already been loyal and working in the home of Guru Arjan Dev Ji. This Brahmin had been called, and he also being offered money, 500 rupees, by Prithi Chand. In the same manner, he's told that the venom that I possess in my possession, I want you to mix into the food of Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji and feed it to him. You're responsible for feeding him, aren't you? He's like, yeah, I've been countless times I've been given the opportunity to feed Bala Pritam. Well, I want you to do this task. Money. There's a saying, though it's not true that I hold for Gorsikhs, but there's a lot that have fallen to this, is that they used to say that everybody has their price. Duniyavi lokam vaste satcha. For worldly people, this is true. Materialistic wishes, it's true. That people have their own price. And he was bought out. And now, he had never carried out this task. The yogi, he knew how to snake charm. The dai, or the maid, or the servant that had come earlier, she had done these kind of tasks before. She had a lot of pops underneath her. But this person, he didn't. This Brahmin was shaking already. But he was going to carry it out. What did he do? One day, another servant, he told her, here's some money. Let's go get a treat for Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji. And what was the treat? Yogurt. Mithi yogurt. Right? Dehi, mithyas paisi bach. Yogurt. They told her to get yogurt. They brought yogurt prepared. And when the yogurt was brought, he's still shaking. He goes on the balcony. And he had hid the poison in a turban he was wearing. He opened up the turban. He took the poison out. While hands are shaking and looking around, he puts it into the yogurt. Now, he never tested it out. And obviously, he's not going to taste it. But obviously, yogurt, it'll go bad when certain other ingredients are mixed in. It started to go a little bad, and it was a little bit raunchy from the smell. Mithyas bech haiga. The color is fine, but now when there's poison inside, how will it work properly? Well, he quickly mixes it in, and now he calls to Guru Hargobind Sahib. Maharaj Ji comes. Still, young age, he comes towards him, and he sees that he has some food, so when he goes to feed Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji, Maharaj Ji smells it and turns his nose away. And then takes his other hand and he pushes it away. He says, I'm not eating that. Gesturing, I'm not eating that. He starts to tremble even more. I hope he doesn't give me that much of a fight. He goes, Nini, bo mitha, mitha, shaklo, shaklo. And Maharaj Ji, it's held before Maharaj Ji again and he turns his head away again. And now this time with both arms. And every time he pushes away, he can't even do anything. If it was a child that, you know, Guru Maharaj Ji, the avatar na hove, right? If it wasn't Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji himself, the child could be easily forced and this stuff could have easily gone into the mouth. And the poison that's within the yogurt itself is so strong that with small taste, it could do the job to a small body such as Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji's at that time. Well, what happened? This time, he starts to swear and curse at Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji. Shethi shethi pila nahi to main tenu dra. He starts to scare Guru Maharaj Ji with his eyes. And he tries to forcefully give it to Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji. Maharaj Ji pushes it away. And every time there's so much strength and Guru Maharaj is pushed, he can't do anything. Well, at that time, he goes again and tries to forcefully hold Guru Maharaj's head and push it on Maharaj's head. He pushes it away, and this time he cries out. Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji cries out. And it falls on Mata Ganga Ji's ears right away. She's standing right next to Guru Arjan Dev Ji. She says to the servant, go get Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji where he is. The servant ran. He quickly found that Brahmin holding a little pot with yogurt in it, he's trying to feed it. He says, shakda hi nahi aaj pata nahi Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji shakda hi nahi mere hathon. He says, what am I supposed to do? He says, it's not right if he's crying. Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji does not cry, we know that. Maharaj Ji does not cry. Then what should we do? Mata Ganga Ji says, bring Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji towards him. Dar gaya, he says, I can't carry this out. It's not going to happen. He goes in front of Guru Arjan Dev Ji. He goes in front of Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji. Maaf karna, Guru Arjan Dev Ji and Mata Ganga Ji. He's standing there and he's trembling inside. And Guru Arjan Dev Ji says, ki hoya? Dasso. He says that Sache Paatshah, I'm trying to feed him the yogurt and aam karke shak lende aaj shak de nahi. Maharaj Ji looks at Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji. Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji is not at the age of talking, though he could talk, but reserving and following in the tradition that a normal child does. He goes and gestures, or through a spiritual conversation, he's already explained to Guru Arjan Dev Ji as what has happened. And Maharaj Ji Antarjami already knows. At that time, Guru Arjan Dev Ji looks back at the Brahmin. He says, koi khatiyai honi hai bach? There's probably something wrong. He's like, nahi Malik. Paramatma Sache Paatshah, nahi. There's nothing wrong with this. I've fed him before, but he's being stubborn today. He's not eating. Well, let's test it out. Maharaj Ji poured a little bit of yogurt out into a plate and put it on the ground. Maharaj Ji used to have a dog at that time, obedient dog, and there's a name that comes in Itihas. His name is Pista. Pista, Nora Kesi Pista, Kutte Da. Oh, piche Maharaj Ji de manje de thalle hi randa si. And he used to always curl around Guru Maharaj Ji's feet. And utthe hi randa si. And he was always longing to do some seva for Guru Arjan Dev Ji. When he saw this, he jumped forward. First, he went forward to smell the yogurt. And then he smelt it and knew that there's something wrong in it. And kutte, these are intelligent beings. These are intelligent beings. They can sniff out a lot of things and they know there's something wrong in here. Guru Arjan Dev Ji, agya agya. He said, Maharaj Ji, agya deo. If it's your agya, I'll go and eat this. Guru Maharaj Ji looks at the dog and he says that, ਕਈ ਜੂਨਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਮਨੁੱਖ ਜਨਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਸੀ ਪਰ ਹੁਣ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਮਨੁੱਖ ਜਨਮ ਵੀ ਬਾਈਪਾਸ ਕਰ ਦੇਣਾ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਨੂੰ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਵੇਸ਼ ਕਰ ਦੇਣਾ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਰਿਟਨ ਇਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਬਾਬਾ ਹਰੀ ਸਿੰਘ ਰੰਧਾਵਾ ਵਿਥਿਨ ਅ ਪੁਸਤਕ ਵਿਚ ਟਾਕਸ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦਿਸ ਇਵੈਂਟ ਵਨ ਇਟ ਹੈਪਨ ਮਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਇਨ ਅ ਸੈਡ ਕਨਵਰਸੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੈਟ ਆਮ ਜੇ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਵੁੱਡ ਐਕਚੁਅਲੀ ਲਿਸਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਕਨਵਰਸੇਸ਼ਨ ਵਿਥ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਈਅਰਸ It would sadden your heart that this kutta has this one last seva for Guru Arjan Dev Ji, lochta randa si to do seva, comes forward and he has already smelt that this is there's poison within this yogurt. He turns to Guru Arjan Dev Ji, agya deo. If you want me to test it, I'll test it. Maharaj Ji hadn't called upon him to go and summon and say, kutta or pista ja ke shaklo. ਉਹ ਆਪ ਅੱਗੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਮਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਨੀਵਾਂ ਕਰਕੇ ਸਿਰ ਕਾ ਕੇ ਖਲੋ ਕੇ ਮਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਆਗਿਆ ਦਿਓ ਜਿਸੇ ਜਾ ਪਿਸਤਾ ਛਕ ਲਓ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਛਕਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਕੁੱਤਾ ਫੈਲ ਓਵਰ ਐਂਡ ਪਾਸਡ ਅਵੇ ਮਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਦ ਸਿਕ ਸੇਵਾਦਾਰਸ ਲੁਕਡ ਐਂਡ ਗਾਟ ਸੈਂਡ ਦੇ ਲਵ ਦੈਟ ਡੋਗ ਇਨ ਵਿਥਨ ਦਾ ਹੋਮ ਆਲ ਆਫ ਦਮ ਪਿਆਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਸੀ ਐਂਡ ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਦ ਡੋਗ ਫੈਲ ਓਵਰ ਦ ਬ੍ਰਾਹਮਣ ਫੈਲ ਓਵਰ ਟੂ ਉਹਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਸੂਲ ਔਰ ਅ ਫੀਅਰਸ ਪੇਨ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਵਨਸ ਦੈਟ ਪੇਨ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਅਪ ਹਾਇਰ ਐਂਡ ਹਾਇਰ ਹੀ ਵੈਂਟ ਅਨਕੌਂਸ਼ੀਅਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਫੈਲ ਡੈਡ ਇੱਕ ਪਾਸੇ ਬ੍ਰਾਹਮਣ ਮਰ ਗਿਆ ਇੱਕ ਪਾਸੇ ਕੁੱਤਾ ਬਟ ਲੁੱਕ ਦ ਕੁੱਤਾ ਇਜ਼ ਬੀਂਗ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰਡ ਬਾਈ ਆਲ ਦ ਸਰਵੈਂਟਸ But nobody's turning to the Brahman because they already figured out ਇਹਦੇ ਖੋਟੇ ਕਰਮ ਸੀ। ਨਾ ਕੁੱਤਾ ਤਾਂ ਆਗਿਆ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਉਹਨੇ ਆਪਦੀ ਜਾਨ ਕੁਰਬਾਨ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤੀ। ਹੀ ਸੈਕਰੀਫਾਈਸਡ ਹਿਸ ਲਾਈਫ। ਦੇਖੋ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਜੀ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਸਿੱਖਿਆ। ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਕੁੱਕਰ ਵੀ ਭਲਾ, ਕੁੱਕਰ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਕੁੱਤਾ। ਨਾ ਕੁੱਤਾ ਵਫਾਦਾਰ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ, ਹੀ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਰਿਮੇਨਸ ਬਿਸਾਈਡ ਹਿਸ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਓਬੀਡੀਐਂਟ ਐਂਡ ਫੇਥਫੁਲ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਈ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਮੈਂ ਕੁੱਤਾ, ਰਾਈਟ। ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਭਾਈ ਨੰਦ ਲਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਸਰ, ਮੈਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਕੁੱਤਾ। ਬਟ ਹੀ ਦੈਨ ਹੀ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰਡ, ਕੁੱਤਾ ਤਾਂ ਵਫਾਦਾਰ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ, ਦੇ ਆਰ ਓਬੀਡੀਐਂਟ ਟੂ ਦੇਅਰ ਮਾਸਟਰ। ਆਈ ਡੋਂਟ ਹੈਵ ਦੈਟ ਓਬੀਡੀਐਂਸ। ਖਾਲਸਾ ਜੀ ਸਿੱਖਿਆ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈਗੀ ਹੈ। ਇੱਕ ਪਾਸੇ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬਾਡੀ ਲਾਇੰਗ ਡਾਊਨ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਇਜ਼ ਵਨ ਸਾਈਡ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਕੁੱਤਾ ਬਾਡੀ, ਬਟ ਦ ਕੁੱਤਾ ਇਜ਼ ਬੀਂਗ ਸੈਲੀਬ੍ਰੇਟਿਡ ਫੋਰ ਹਿਜ਼ ਲਾਈਫ, ਬਟ ਨਾਟ ਅ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬੀਇੰਗ। ਕਰਮ ਸਪੀਕ ਲਾਊਡਰ, ਐਕਸ਼ਨ ਸਪੀਕ ਲਾਊਡਰ, ਰਿਗਾਰਡਲੈਸ ਆਫ ਵਟ ਬਾਡੀ ਦ ਪਰਸਨਸ ਇਨ। ਦ ਬ੍ਰਾਹਮਣਸ ਲਾਇੰਗ ਔਨ ਵਨ ਸਾਈਡ ਐਂਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਰਿਸਾਈਟਸ ਅ ਸ਼ਬਦ। ਲੇਪ ਨਾ ਲਾਗੋ ਤਿਨਕਾ ਮੂਲ, ਪਿੱਛੇ ਉਚਾਰਨ ਕਰੋ, ਲੇਪ ਨਾ ਲਾਗੋ ਤਿਲਕਾ ਮੂਲ, ਤਿਲਕਾ ਮੂਲ, ਲੇਪ ਨਾ ਲਾਗੋ ਤਿਲਕਾ ਮੂਲ, ਦੁਸ਼ਟ ਬ੍ਰਾਹਮਣ ਮੂਆ ਹੋਏ ਕੈਸੂਲ, ਹਰ ਜਨ ਰਾਖੇ ਪਾਰ ਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਆਪ, ਪਾਪੀ ਮੂਆ ਗੁਰ ਪ੍ਰਤਾਪ। ਇੱਕ ਪਾਸੇ ਜਨਕਾ ਪ੍ਰਤਾਪ ਇਨ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੀਵੀਅਸ ਸ਼ਬਦ, ਨਾਓ ਹੇਅਰ ਇਜ਼ ਪਾਪੀ ਮੂਆ ਗੁਰ ਪ੍ਰਤਾਪ। ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਇੰਨਾ ਪ੍ਰਤਾਪ ਸੀ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ, ਦੈ ਉਹਦੇ ਕਰਮ ਖੇਮ ਰਾਈਟ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਹਿਮ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਕਿਲਡ ਹਿਮ। ਇਟ ਵਾਜ਼ ਅ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਕਰਸਿੰਗ ਹਿਮ, ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਡਿਡਨਟ ਸੇ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ, ਹਿਸ ਕਰਮਸ ਰਾਈਟ ਅਵੇ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦਰਬਾਰ ਇਨ ਹਿਸ ਕੋਰਟ ਖੇਮ ਰਾਈਟ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਹਿਮ। ਦੈਨ ਵਟ ਹੈਪਨ, ਮਾਤਾ ਗੰਗਾ ਜੀ ਖੇਮ ਅਪ ਐਂਡ ਸ਼ੀ ਸੈਡ ਟੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੁਕਮ ਕੀ ਆ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ, ਇਫ ਵਨ ਗੋਜ਼ ਵਨ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਕਮ ਬੈਕ, ਬਟ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਆਰ ਹੋਮ ਰਾਈਟ ਨਾਓ, ਵੀ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਇਨ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤਸਰ, ਵੀ ਆਰ ਇਨ ਬਡਾਲੀ, ਐਂਡ ਔਨ ਟਾਪ ਆਫ ਇਟ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ ਇਜ਼ ਹੋਲਡਿੰਗ ਐਨੀਮੋਸਿਟੀ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ ਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਘਰ, ਵਦਰ ਇਜ਼ ਯੋਰ ਬ੍ਰਦਰ, ਵਦਰ ਇਜ਼ ਸੁਲਹੀ ਖਾਨ ਹੂ ਵਰਕਸ ਫੋਰ ਦ ਗਵਰਨਮੈਂਟ, ਐਂਡ ਲੀਡਰ ਔਨ ਇਟ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਪ੍ਰਿਥੀ ਚੰਦ ਐਂਡ ਜਹਾਂਗੀਰ, ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ, it's just us against everybody here now. So wouldn't it be appropriate that if this person did this, it was under the guidance of somebody else, he must have been bought out. What did she convince Guru Maharaj ji to do? Bring him back. And what really it was that Guru Maharaj ji was doing is that at that time death was brought to him so he could show him the scene of narak, he could show him the scene of hell. And at that time, while he's lying on one side, his dastar is lying on one side, the Brahman lying on the ground, what happened is that Guru Arjan Dev Ji ne jal leke shitte mare, kende Waheguru, 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 kanto prant, he starts coming up, and with a pale face, a frightened face, that he had seen the depths of hell, which he did, he came up into life again. Satguru mera mar ji wale. It's not hard for Guru Maharaj to do these tasks. He brought him back. And it was to show him what his act and where it was leading him. And after he did so, he would never act inappropriately again. So by doing so, he went and clamped onto the feet of Guru Arjan Dev Ji. And Maharaj Ji said, Jai koi tan di lord si. If you felt that you were deficient in money in your home, why didn't you just come to me? Right? Why didn't you come to me? Dekho ek paase, as a consequence, I've lost an obedient servant such as my dog because of this consequence. And it's his. I don't bring him back because he's gone to a better place now. He was by my charan and he will always be by my charan. He's been by my feet and he will always remain by my feet. Mukti dvaati kuttenu, but you had to come back. I brought you out of hell so you can stay in this life and now purify your acts. And he would. He would. With the scene of Narak still revolving at the back of his head, he now, as an obedient servant, would go on to purify his acts. ਸੋ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਜੀ, ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਛੋਟੀ ਉਮਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਐਟ ਅ ਯੰਗ ਏਜ 55 ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਟਾਈਪਸ ਆਫ ਵਿੱਦਿਆ ਔਰ ਨੌਲੇਜ ਵਾਜ਼ ਟਾਟ ਬਾਈ ਬਾਬਾ ਬੁੱਢਾ ਜੀ, ਹੂਜ਼ ਏਜ ਹੈਡ ਕਲਾਈਮਡ ਓਵਰ 100 ਈਅਰਸ, ਹੈਡ ਬੀਨ ਟਾਟ ਟੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ. ਬਾਬਾ ਬੁੱਢਾ ਜੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਹੈਵ ਹਿਜ਼ ਓਨ ਸ਼ਸਤਰਸ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰਦੁਆਰਾ ਜਾਣ ਤੋਂ ਉਪਰੰਤ. ਐਂਡ ਗੁਰਬਿਲਾਸ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹੀ 6ਵੀਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਫਿਰ ਆਪਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ, ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਜਦੋਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਸ਼ਹੀਦੀ ਪਾ ਗਏ, ਅਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਜੋਤ ਫਰੋਮ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਦਰਬਾਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵੁੱਡ ਕੰਫਰਟ ਆਲ ਦ ਬੀਂਗਸ ਆਰ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਦੇਅਰ, ਦੈਟ ਇੰਕਲੂਡਿਡ ਗੁਰਦਾਸ, ਬੁੱਢਾ, ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਹਰ, ਗੁਰੂ ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ, ਗੰਗ, ਮਾਤਾ ਗੰਗਾ ਜੀ, ਐਂਡ ਗੁਰਦਾਸ, ਮੇਰੀ ਭਾਈ ਗੁਰਦਾਸ ਜੀ, ਬਾਬਾ ਬੁੱਢਾ ਜੀ, ਗਿਆਨ ਮਨ ਪਾਏ, ਦੇ ਰਿਸੀਵ ਦਿਸ ਨੌਲੇਜ, ਦੇ ਭਗਵੰਤ ਦਰਸ ਇਨ ਚਾਰੋਂ ਪਾਇਓ, ਆਲ ਫੋਰ ਆਫ ਦਮ ਰਿਸੀਵਡ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ, ਅਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਜੋਤ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ, ਭਿਓ ਗਿਆਨ ਮਨ ਸੋਕ ਮਿਟਾਇਓ, ਦੇ ਆਰ ਕੰਫਰਟਡ ਬਾਏ ਦਿਸ, ਐਂਡ ਵਟ ਐਵਰ ਸੈਡਨੈਸ ਦੈਟ ਕ੍ਰੀਪਡ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦੇਅਰ ਮਾਈਂਡਸ ਵਾਜ਼ ਡਿਸਪੈਲਡ ਬਾਈ ਸੀਇੰਗ ਅਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਜੋਤ, ਐਂਡ ਸਪੈਸ਼ਲੀ ਬਾਏ ਹਿਜ਼ ਵਰਡਸ, ਅਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਪੁੰਨ, ਪੁੰਨ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਦੈਨ, ਬਚਨ ਉਚਾਰੇ, ਦੀਜ਼ ਆਰ ਦਾ ਵਰਡਸ ਦੈਟ ਅਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਹੈਡ ਰਿਸਾਈਟਡ ਦੀਜ਼ ਵਰਡਸ. ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸੁਣੀਏ ਨਿਰਤਾਰੋ, ਗੁਰੂ ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਜੋੜ ਕੇ ਨਿਸ਼ਚਾ ਨਾਲ ਵਿਦ ਫੁੱਲ ਫੇਥ ਹੀ ਲਿਸਨਡ, ਤੁਮ ਹਮਰੇ ਮਹਿ ਭੇਦ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ, ਯੂ ਐਂਡ ਮੀ ਹੈਵ ਨੋ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਸ ਬਿਟਵੀਨ ਅਸ, ਤੋਰ ਅਵਤਾਰ ਹੇਤ ਇਹ ਹੋਈ, ਦੈਟ ਫੋਰ ਯੂ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਅਵਤਾਰ ਮੈਂ ਭੇਜਿਆ, ਐਂਡ ਦੇਰ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਅ ਸਪੈਸ਼ਲ ਰੀਜ਼ਨ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਬੀਨ ਸੈਂਟ, which Guru Arjan Dev Ji would make clear. Sayud hoye takht par rajo, jatha shakt shan sana sang sajo. That right away now, shastratari hovo and collect army. There's dharm yudhs that have to be fought, or there's wars to be fought for righteousness. War for the people that have no ability to fight for themselves. So meeri peeri de malik bane. Meeri peeri I'll go over later on, which is coming up in July. And Gurdas Budde ko lai nij saath takht aramb kar dina naath. Takht tiyar kita. And this is the picture that I wanted to paint in front of you. The picture is that when Akal Takht was attacked in 1984, Akal Takht was damaged, but the Akal Bunga that was created by Baba Buddha ji and Pai Gurdas ji and Guru Hargobind Sahib ji was not damaged. When they took down Akal Takht, Akal Bunga, this, with every brick that has been placed by Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji, Baba Buddha Ji, and Pai Gurdas Ji, Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji, Baba Buddha Ji, and Pai Gurdas Ji is still in the place. And over this, they would build the Akal Takht. You cannot damage the throne of Akal Purkh. It will stay majboot because it's been built by two Brahmgani and Guru Sahib. Guru Sahib, the Brahmgani reflection of Guru Sahib. Tindeya Ped Atma, Akal Purkh, and then two Brahmgani, which have become the form of Akal Purkh himself. And Aya Akal Bunga Undasi, Jispar, which was higher than the Delhi Takht of Jahangir, upon where Guru Maharaj Ji would give his orders to the Sadh Sangat. Tan Sri Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji, ਗੁਰਮੂਰਤ, ਪਿੱਛੇ ਬੋਲੋ, ਗੁਰਮੂਰਤ ਗੁਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਮੂਰਤੀ ਸੀ ਆਵ ਸ਼ਬਦ, ਹੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਦ ਵੇਰੀ ਫੋਰਮ, ਹਿਸ ਇਮੇਜ ਵਾਜ਼ ਦ ਵੇਰੀ ਫੋਰਮ ਆਫ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਆਫ ਅਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਸ਼ਬਦ, ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਧੰਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ, ਭੁੱਲ ਚੁੱਕ ਖਿਮਾ ਕਰਨੀ. ਮਲਾਰ ਪੂਲ ਸ਼ਮੋ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਨਾਥ ਰਮਾਪਤ, ਹੇ ਕਰੁਣਾ ਨਿਧ ਦਾਸ ਤੁਹਾਰੋ, ਅਵਗਿਆ ਜੋ ਹਮ ਪੂਤ ਕਪੂਤ ਸਭੀ ਬਿਦ, ਅਵਗੁਣ ਚੂਕ ਨ ਦਾਸ ਚਿਤਾਰੋ, ਮਲਾਰ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾ, ਹੇ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਹੇ ਗੋਪਾਲ, ਹੇ ਦਿਆਲ ਲਾਲ ਰਹਾਉ, ਪ੍ਰਾਨ ਉੱਚੀ ਉੱਚੀ, हे समर्थ अगम पूर्ण मोहे अंधकूप मां प्यान नानक पार उतार पौड़ी हे अच्युत हे पार ब्रह्म हे पूर्ण सर्व मैं हे संगी हे निरंकार हे गोविंद हे गुण निदान हे अपरंपर हर हरे हे संत के सदा संग हे ठाकुर हो दास रो नानक दीजे हे ठाकुर हो दास रो नानक दीजे नाम दान स्लोकाय प्रभ शरणागति एक अखरार मन बस्त आए प्रभ शरणागति एक अखरार मन बस्त वाहे गुरु नाम जहाज है जो सरदा कर सेव दे